Moving in the Spirit began as an experiment to fuse a dance education with a commitment to social justice. That was in 1986. And since then, hundreds of kids and teens have passed through the program. Co-founder and executive and artistic director Dana Lupton joined me to talk about the organization and their end-of-year performance. She was joined by Francine Labaram, who has been part of Moving in the Spirit for 17 years. She started as a student and now serves on the alumni committee. She explains why she stayed with the organization for so long.
I've stayed with the organization for so many reasons. This organization, no matter what I do, has been in everything. From the way that I present myself to people, to the way that I communicate, to the way that I establish relationships, it's been in everything. I've learned to be more confident. I've learned to express myself more. I've learned that I literally can fit into any situation and I can stand out when I want to. So it's honestly, family is the word that comes to mind. Moving in the Spirit is my family, so I am here for the long run.
That's saying quite a lot. Dana, when you started Moving in the Spirit, why did you want to have the dual mission of youth development and teaching dance?
You know, the creative youth development model marries the rigor and mastery of the arts and humanities along with the cognitive, social, and emotional skills. And it forms a whole person. And as we created the mission to inspire and educate and unite young people, we knew that it needed to be rooted in the creative youth development model over 30 years ago.
One part of Moving in the Spirit's mission is to create compassionate leaders through dance. How can you achieve that?
You know, when you think about being a leader and a compassionate leader, to be able to build a long-term relationship is key. And iron sharpens iron. And when I can walk in a room and assess, wow, Lois, you seem a little distracted or excited or sad, it gives us a connection that's beyond our current project. It's about a lifelong relationship of love and trust, and that builds compassionate leaders.
But some might wonder, how does teaching steps and movement and grace, athleticism, how does that generate compassion?
I'll tell a story of when we performed at the White House. We had been a recipient of the Coming Up Taller Award, which celebrates the power of creative youth development. We had given the specs of what we needed for the stage space. And as we walked in the Gold Room, which we often see on television, I noticed that the stage was actually covered, the edges were covered in these gigantic, beautiful ferns. And then there was a glass table with these incredibly stunning crystal awards. And I knew that we only had 12 minutes to space the dance. As I looked at the teens, I said, so I'm going to find the Secret Service to try to remove the ferns and these beautiful awards. And you all will figure out how we are going to accomplish performing for the president and his wife and Debbie Allen, who was at the time it was President and Mrs. Bush. So where the compassion comes in is it would have been really easy for there to be a total meltdown, right? Of, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? But what happened was that when we have young people who've been in a situation where they have relationships, experience, and artistry, they were able to circle around with each other and figure out in a very compassionate way, okay, Francine, you were going to dance on the aisles. Okay, what do you think about who's going to dance on the steps and who's actually going to be actually on the stage? And it was so incredibly beautiful and equitable, and the music goes on, and they did not even miss a beat.
Francine, what are some of the highlights of performances you've taken part in with Moving in the Spirit?
Oh, there's so many, but I'll give you two examples. One is when I first started in Moving in the Spirit. So I guess I was about 13 when I went on my very first tour. And you get into a bus, or a van, rather, and we traveled around the U.S. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, I'm leaving home. But it was more than leaving home. It was traveling with people that I had worked with all year. We had built a trust. We had built relationships. And it was just kind of the first time that I was able to kind of step out on my own as a teen. And I think that was really important to see, not only getting out of the house, but seeing the world and seeing how your dance and what you do and how you move can actually affect change. One of the locations we went to was Smackover, Arkansas. Oh, gosh. Yes. And at the time, they had a railroad that divided the town between blacks and whites. It's one thing to read it in a book. It's another thing to see it. It's another thing to meet people there and really, really get to know them and see how your dance and seeing blacks and whites dancing on a stage affects them. And that's something that will always be with me. So right now we are getting ready for SOAR, which is our annual show. And so there's this one part of the performance where one of the other dancers, Ms. Shante, which I met when I was 12, we literally lift each other and move across the stage. And it is like a spinning wheel. And that takes a lot of trust. That takes a lot of willpower. That takes a lot of confidence.
And I might add, you are petite, but I would think it takes a lot of strength, too.
Yes. Okay, and I have to interject this because the vision that I had was one of a wheel. And I said, you know, I just would love it if during this section we saw these bodies flinging through the air that make these gigantic wheels. And so I turned to Francine and Machente, and I said, okay, I really think that you guys would be great doing this. And of course, Francine just looks at me with the biggest smile, and she just said, oh, okay. At first, I mean, it was very difficult to do, and they had to figure out how to construct it. And then Machente, especially at our last rehearsal, she was doing it, but her body was torquing in a way that put a lot of weight on Francine, and it wasn't being efficiently performed. And so she said, y'all know how I learned, because we had investigated that as teens with Howard Gardner's multiple intelligences. And she said, I actually need to see someone do it correctly, because I intuitively believe that my body is doing it correctly, and y'all are telling me that I am not. And so we had another dancer come up, and she said, oh, I see. And then in 1 second, she did it with Francine, and Francine's smile, I mean, was just gorgeous. And she was like, yep, that's the way to do it. And so they were able to just tear all the way across the floor. I mean, it's magnificent, Lois.
Dana, last time we spoke, we were talking about Moving in the Spirit's collaboration with Vox, a
yes.
teen media company, mm-hmm. about a dance highlighting the HIV crisis mm-hmm. in youth populations. Are there any specific causes, music in this moving in the spirit is focusing on now?
In this specific show that we have being presented at the Rialto, I did research this past year on artists that impacted our lives in such a bold way. So I asked the question, and I would be curious to know your answer. When you were a young person, what singer touched your heart in such a bold way that it encouraged you to be bold? And what was that song? So the answers were so surprising to me. I didn't realize how vulnerable people would be. I had no idea that it would be so personal. So as I asked, you know, I interviewed over 75 folks, you would see their eyes kind of get wide and look up as they traveled back into their mind's eye as a young person. And then some people would have to tell me, Dana, I need to get back with you. And other people, their eyes welled up with tears. And the musical artists that came out were from Beethoven to Prince to Janet Jackson, Whitney Houston. So the collection of work that you'll see is rooted in that through line of artists being bold and them impacting our lives as young people to give us the strength to stand. And all of our young artists, too, from ages 5 all the way to 18, answered that question. And they're dancing in their bodies in a bold way.
Well, you were interested in my response.
I am.
There's more than one answer. As a young piano student, you know, it was Chopin.
Oh.
It had to be Chopin.
Oh.
But I also loved the music of my time when I was a young teenager and younger, and it had to be Aretha singing Respect.
And that is in the show.
Oh.
I know!
Francine, you are a shining example of Moving in the Spirit alumni. Dana, congratulations on all you do to transform kids' lives through dance. Thank you very much.
Thank you
Thank
so
you.
Much, Lewis.